This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, August 9th. Well, lots of news. First of all, the Treasury auction is going fine. The three-year Treasury notes were sold yesterday. The yields came in a little less than some folks expected, so there was robust demand. Today, there's 10-year Treasury bonds being sold. Thursday, there'll be 30-year bonds being sold. So far, looks okay. Even though record level, looks like we can finance all this. Now, the reason we can finance all this is there's capital fleeing from China. China's a mess. They're an absolute mess. Not only do they have collapsing imports and exports, but they now have deflation. That was official. They came out and announced that their consumer prices fell 0.3% in July. Wholesale prices fell 4.4% in July in just 1 month. And that wholesale inflation is going to be exported to the United States, and you're going to see that impact our producer price index on Friday, and it's possible it could go negative, okay? And now, you probably know the energy prices are very firm and rising, despite the fact that China's in trouble. A lot of it is just the inventories in the United States got depleted. The U.S. is exporting a lot of its refined product, and of course, we're exporting our natural gas via LNG, and we're exporting some crude oil as well. But we are now at record production, according to Energy Information Administration. We're pushing 12.8 million barrels a day, up from 11.9 million barrels a day last year. So despite the record production, we got still very high prices. That's because Saudi's taking 2 million barrels a day offline, and Russia's still struggling. And that conflict between Russia and Ukraine is not going well on either side. Both sides are just really, really suffering, running out of ammunition. All kinds of horrible stories. The fortifications that the Russians built, all the trenches, the mines and all that, are really slowing the Ukrainians down. Ukraine doesn't have the people to lose, so it's just very tragic, the whole situation. So hopefully we'll get some sort of ceasefire and peace accord sooner than later. In the meantime, you know, Ukraine's attacking the Russian ships in the Black Sea, and so that's their grain exports have come to a halt. Russia's supplies to Crimea are all threatened right now, and Russia's exports of fertilizer are even low. It's messing up commerce big time. There was an agreement that allowed commerce at one time that Turkey brokered, but that has since expired. And so very, very tragic, and hopefully there will be some sort of resolution. But, you know, it's the main thing I want you to know is it's looking good for us. We have three earnings announcements that came out today. Axion, that's AXON. We had Arthouse, ARHS, and then finally International Seaways, INSW. All stocks are up today in the wake of their earnings. So earnings are still working. Those are, of course, in aggressive managed accounts, those stocks. Our favorite AI stock, one of our favorite, Supermicro Computer, is actually down 20% this morning. Because its sales were only up 70.3%, that was better than expected. But some of the AI fanatics out there want even stronger sales. But so Supermicro Computer is a good buy in this pullback. Its earnings beat, its sales beat. But again, apparently somebody was whispering something more spectacular. So don't worry about SMCI. It's a great buy here on a dip. But overall, things are looking good. The Biden administration is trying to ban private equity and venture capital companies in the U.S. from funding China in semiconductors, in quantum computing, in artificial intelligence. So there is a war between us and China, an economic war. It'll be interesting to see how China retaliates. You know, they retaliated earlier on denying us some components for semiconductors. You know, they control a lot of the rare earth components. So it's going to be interesting. But all I can tell you is it's every stock for itself. And we're energy independent. We're an oasis around the world. and the U.S. is attracting capital. That's why these treasury auctions are going so well. So that's what's happening. Celine Avelier, I'll update the podcast tomorrow after the CPI report. And then, of course, Friday will be the PPI, and that's going to be a big, big deal. Because, again, that could be negative. So big news for us. It'll just signal, as evidence as worldwide deflation spreads, it'll cause all the central banks to stop raising rates, and that's going to be very good news for overall economic growth globally. So that's it, and so I'll talk to you tomorrow, and take care, everybody.